Well, in Philadelphia, a long-running fiscal crisis is coming to a head. Schools across the country are struggling, and we want to take an occasional look. Today, St. Louis, but first, Philly. Chronic budget problems led to a state takeover of Philadelphia schools in 2001, but things got worse. With rising pension costs, a block grant formula for state aid that hasn't kept pace with the number of kids enrolling, which is normally a good thing. And the previous superintendent was criticized for putting too much money into charter schools. So last month, around 4,000 employees, including almost 700 teachers, were laid off. 23 schools closed, and now many students and teachers don't know where they'll even go in September. Holly Otterbein is with Here Now contributing network station WHYY. Holly, what are some of the other jobs that were cut?
Sure. So last month, the school district laid off teachers, guidance counselors, librarians, secretaries, assistant principals. The school district officials were referring to this as the doomsday budget. I mean, it's just a skeletal staff that remains.
The lunch and hall monitors, jobs cuts, the fall sports canceled?
They were. The superintendent, William Height, just announced this week that he has enough money to bring back a few things. He is bringing back music teachers, he's bringing back fall sports, and he's bringing back secretaries. But about 4,000 employees were laid off. They only have enough money right now to bring back about 290. So it's a very, very small portion.
Well, we've seen some of the coverage of this, hugely contentious hunger strikes over these budget cuts, thousands of students affected. You spoke of one parent, Robert Choice, who, because of those school closings, doesn't even know where his son is going. Let's listen.
He don't know where he's going. He don't have the same football coach. I'm really concerned about that, mainly the safety. And then just not knowing where he's going.
Well, Holly, what happened here? How is it that there's such a budget shortfall?
It depends on who you ask. It is partly because of a reduction in state funding. Governor Tom Corbett cut education funding throughout the state. He makes the point that federal funds had dried up as a result of the stimulus going away, and he says that that's why the state wasn't able to contribute as much as it used to. Certainly a lot of people disagree with that. And then if you talk to others, they say that the teachers union and other labor unions in the district have also contributed to the budget shortfall, that their pay, that their health care, that their pensions are eating up too much of the budget.
So he wants concessions from unions. That's not new. And also wants to raise the sales tax. What are the chances of that?
So the state legislature already gave approval to the city of Philadelphia. It's actually not going to raise the sales tax. It's going to extend the sales tax. It was due to expire. But the council president here, Daryl Clark, he wanted to use part of that sales tax in order to pay down the city's ballooning pension fund, which is a huge, you know, fiscal problem.
Well, it's not just the parents and the teachers and the staffers that are upset. Students are upset as well. They organize protests. What are they saying?
Students are very upset, and they got very involved this year. One protest in particular was organized by students in May. Hundreds of them walked out of class and marched to the school district's headquarters where they protested the budget cuts. Rebecca Khalil, she was a senior at the High School for Creative and Performing Arts at the time of the May protest, and she was very concerned about the budget cuts and in fact said that they were already trickling down. They had to cancel her musical this year, and this is her.
We were all talking about how excited we were to have a musical this year. We'd had one every year in the past. And to cut something that's so important to us, it just made us feel as if we were less important than other people in the city.
So, you know, one of the things I'm hearing here, Holly, is that this is citywide. Often we see cuts at inner city schools that are already struggling, but it sounds as if, you know, maybe even schools that were successful and were working on musicals, for instance, have been hit too.
That's absolutely right. It was across the board cuts. And that's partly, I think, why you saw such a robust response for more funding this year. The school district has a $300 million budget shortfall. It asked for $120 million from the state, $60 million from the city, and about $130 million in labor concessions. And the state ended up only really giving about $47 million. And some of that money comes with strings attached. Charles Zogby, Governor Corbett's budget secretary, says that the state did all that it could and that, in fact, the state is already giving a great deal of money to the school district.
If you matched up Philadelphia with every other school district in the suburban counties, We provide more funding to Philadelphia schools than we do to every other southeast suburban school district combined.
So there you have the state's position on this. Meanwhile, Holly, what's going to happen going forward? CBS Philly is reporting that a Virginia school district is running ads on philly.com trying to recruit some of these teachers that have been laid off. Is there a concern that it's not just a short-term gutting of the school system, but it might have much longer ramifications?
I think there's a real concern here that this is going to harm Philadelphia's economy in the long run. Philadelphia, for the first time in over 50 years, increased in its population recently. And I think there is a serious concern here that if we don't get our schools in order, that we may reverse that trend. And of course, looking at Detroit's news recently, that is a trend that we do not want to reverse. We want to keep growing in population. I myself am a young person. I'm 27 years old, and I can tell you that my peers who are, you know, getting married, who are starting to have children, are really looking at the school district and saying, what the heck are we going to do? And there's a serious concern that people will move out of the city if the schools don't get fixed.
That's Holly Otterbein, a reporter with Here and Now contributing network station WHYY in Philadelphia, commenting on the problems in the budget shortfall in the schools there. Holly, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.